各位听众朋友，你哋好。你听紧嘅系圆网台嘅非常舞台，我系你哋嘅主持 Grace 陈纪贤。今次咧呢个 program 咧，今日咧就又系要相遇去讲啦。咁点解呢？就系、是、我最近咧喺 Facebook 咧都收到一啲嘅资料咧，系关于咧有一个 course 嘅。咁我就觉得好有兴趣，因为旧年2011年嘅时候，我睇咗两场嘅TikTok 舞，咁我觉得非常之精彩啊！那晚我看得很高兴，咁我就跟住就最近收到啲 Facebook 咧，收到一啲嘅 promotions 咧，就系、是、话有啲宣传咧，就系、是、话原来喺 APA 咧呢两日咧，即系6号同埋7号咧，就将会系有呢、這个一啲特别嘅比较上专业嘅TikTok 舞嘅训练嘅 course 嘅，咁我咧就好有兴趣啦，咁我就打电话去问啦，咁咧结果咧就系、是、我被拒诸于门外啦，因为咧就系、是、我唔系 TikTok 舞嘅人啊，我唔识 TikTok 舞，咁佢话啊唔得噶，一定要系学过 TikTok 舞先啊，咁我就变咗咧，我虽然咧就冇咁嘅机会去上啲堂，不过咧就好开心咧，我哋今日咧就可以请到呢位讲师嚟同我哋倾下偈，同埋咧仲有个 bonus 啊。就是可以请到香港演艺学院 Mandy Patty 嘅我哋一位讲师，一资深嘅讲师，同你哋讲下关于 tappers 嘅tap dance 嘅情况嘅。咁除咗两位外籍嘅朋友之外咧，咁当然啦，有我哋香港人啦。咁我哋香港咧就系、是我嘅好朋友啦，老朋友就系阿郭伟杰啊 Ken 啦，同埋阿 Eve 梁美嘉。系咪两位老师？咁就我谂大家都会听，应该今日嘅访问系非常精彩嘅。Guys, thank you for your coming.
Yes, yes, no doubt.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay. Nicole, can we start with the guest first?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We start with Nicole. Yes,、mm-hmm. Nicole. Nicole Rubio, you are roam from USA and
yes, Chicago.
Chicago. Chicago.、Mm-hmm. And then, okay.各位朋友咧，就系、是、喺我面前這位Nico 咧，佢完全系非常之后生嘅年青人嚟嘅，即系我觉得咧，佢就得廿几岁嘅啫。咁但系咧，就我见到佢嘅履历咧，佢就已经系跳咗10年嘅TikTok 舞，同埋系有编排嘅经验啦。咁我都好想问下佢，究竟佢系几岁开始学练咧？系咪10岁开始练咧 ？OK, Nico, can I ask when you start the tap dance?
I started at a studio in Forest Park, actually the、yes. town that I、live in now, in Illinois,、the state of Chicago.
Yeah.、
But it honestly wasn't a very good studio. They、mm-hmm. taught me、a lot of bad things, a lot of things wrong, so I don't really count them.、I did a lot of、traveling from studio to studio, but the main place that I learned all of my tap dancing was a company called Mad Rhythms.
Okay, Mad Rhythms.、Mm-hmm. Okay, how old were you by the time when you start learning tap?
I was about 10 years old. I'm 21 now.
Oh, because just now what I said in Cantonese is、mm-hmm. I tell the audience that you look so young, but、mm-hmm. in your bio you have already 10 years of experience in performance and choreography.
Yeah.
And so I just wonder if you start at the age of 10.
Yeah, yeah. And I did gymnastics before that.
All right.、Mm-hmm. Gymnastics, okay.
原來 Nico 咧，喺Chicago 長大啦，咁其實佢喺一啲比較差少少嘅 studio 學跳舞先嘅，咁嗰陣時就唔係真正學 tap 嘅，學啲壞嘢先啦嚇。咁佢經歷咗一段時間之後咧，佢其實10歲真正開始喺Mad Rhythm 呢個 studio 學 tap 嘅，咁而家咧佢係21歲嘅。
Okay, August 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's very young.
Yeah.
And then 21, you already is well known in the world, right? Okay. Because、
yeah.
I learned from the from your bio, and then I check it, and then I found that you are one of the artists of Chicago Human Rhythm Project.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Chicago Human Rhythm Project. I hope can you talk something about it because I know their tap festival is claimed to be one of the oldest and most comprehensive annual tap festival in the world
I would agree. It's an organization first called、
yes.
the Chicago Human Rhythm Project, and they focus on all percussive arts, so not just tap dancing、mm-hmm. like Katat from India. They've had guests perform that and all kinds of things, but tap is the main the main base. But yeah, the festival, I actually have been attending since before I started tap dancing.
Mm-hmm.
My older sister danced before me, and my mom couldn't find a babysitter for me because I was bad when I was little. So she signed up to drive the teachers, the faculty. You could sign up to drive them to the hotel, to the classes, and I was always in the back of the car.
Uh-huh.
And I eventually started to learn the information just by listening. So when people would ask questions, I would answer the questions since I knew them. And a tap dancer by the name of Diane Walker, her and my mom convinced me to start dancing after I did gymnastics.
Okay.
So yeah, I'd been there since before I even started tap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
咁其實咧 ，Chicago Human Rhythm Project 咧係一個組織嚟嘅。咁咧其實佢哋做好多一啲敲擊上嘅東西，除咗踢踏舞，因為踢踏舞其實都係敲擊嘅一種，係啦。只不過我哋用對腳啊嚟做呢一個敲擊嘅樂器啫。咁咧其實喺呢個 project 入邊咧，除咗係跳 tap 之外咧，其實好多一啲嘅樂器嘅演奏師入邊都有噶，例如一啲印度嘅樂器啦咁樣。咁咧其實阿 Nico 最初咧佢係因為佢個姐姐咧係跳踢踏舞先嘅，咁因為佢媽咪好難揾到一個 baby sit 去湊佢啊，咁變咗咧就帶埋佢一齊去啦。咁其實其中一個導師咧係Diane Walker 啦，同埋佢媽咪去慫恿佢不如學跳踢踏舞啦咁樣嘅，咁樣咁佢就開始咗啦。
OK， 咁即係話咧，係咪我哋應該所有香港嘅小朋友非常之活躍，隻腳不停咁喐，又揾唔到 baby sitter 就應該去學？係
啊，我贊成啊。
Can I add to that?
Yes, sure.
So now, for what's going on now, I became a scholarship student.
Okay.
You could audition for scholarships ranging from, you know, different prices off of classes. And they like to use me as an example of an accomplished scholarship student who is now teaching, performing in the festival. So going from being a student to a teacher, and also now a director. This past summer for the last festival, I directed the first show of their festival. There was 3 shows.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a great opportunity for myself, since now I'm not just tap dancing, I'm going to school for performing arts management, business in the arts.
Mm.
So it was a great opportunity to put together a show and put together rehearsals, everything.
Mm-hmm. That means you really get into the business.
Oh yeah.
Yes, yeah. But that by now you are still student.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. Okay.
咁咧，原來佢喺呢個 project 入邊咧係一個獎學金嘅學生嚟嘅。咁佢之前咧就攞獎學金去上堂啦。咁喺呢個 project 入邊咧，咁其實除咗佢攞咗呢筆獎學金去上堂啦，咁其實之後咧佢都可以係教課編舞。系啦，而且做埋呢一个监制添。咁喺上一个festival 入边咧，咁阿 Nico 咧就系监制咗一个制作嘅 production 咁样啦。咁佢而家仲系一个学生，读紧管理噶，就系艺术嘅管理啦。
You have the tap dance lesson last night with our Hong Kong students.
Yes.
Okay. How can you compare with Hong Kong tappers against the U.S.?
I don't normally like comparing, but I think one thing maybe would be, and I think from what I've heard and what I've seen, is they're more rhythmically taught instead of like steps, tricks, and things like that. So maybe they're not used to like the slides that we did yesterday. We did a lot of slides.
Okay.
Besides that, I think everything is the same no matter where I've gone to teach. I don't think that some people are more shy than others, but I feel like a lot of students are shy at first and afraid of asking questions, which is why no matter where I teach, I try to create a comfortable atmosphere. And I teach more than just steps. I speak about, you know, different insight into what can help you with your dancing besides just putting your arm somewhere in particular?
咁其實 Nico 就唔中意比較嘅，唔同地方嘅學生。咁咧其實琴晚個課堂咧有兩 part 嘅，一 part 咧就係其實一啲技巧性嘅課啦。咁第二班主要我集中喺一啲嘅滑行一啲 slide 一啲線嘅動作啊，同埋一啲高少少技巧性嘅動作。咁Nico 話其實去到邊度咧，學生都差唔多。咁通常最初咧就比較怕醜啲啦，同埋其實香港人就好少問問題嘅，即係一般嚟講。咁佢除咗教課之外咧，其實佢都會講好多嘢去鼓勵我哋問問題啦。其實有啲乜嘢唔明就出聲問佢啦。咁佢話個氣氛都唔錯，都幾好嘅。
Where they come from?
其實很多都是我們的學生和有些是 APA 都有的，
是
是有些是 APA 的 Excel 的學生，
是是
其實最主要都是跟上年的 TAPFAC 參加的那些學生都是差不多，是都是那班比較熱愛跳踢踏舞和都跳了一段時間 的一班學生，
是
是是其實來自不同的 studio 的學生都有。
他們什麼年紀？
我想最小都十八九
十
六七都
有，都有
最大都三十幾四十歲咁都，但係都有啊，有四十幾歲都有嘅。其實有唔同國家都有，反而今次有啲係我哋都冇，我都冇見過。
係
可能我哋 post 咗上 Facebook， 咁佢問我，咁佢就問我可唔可以參加，咁我就俾咗啲資料佢，咁佢報咗名。其實有啲外國有啲日本都有
咯。哇，咁好啊！咁即係其實反應都幾好
喎。係啊 ，OK 喎，
反應幾好
喎，幾多人都敷曬㗎，成個書都係啊。
因為其實之前阿 Nico 係去咗上海個 Tap Festival， 咁我都有去咗四日嘅。咁其實我有去上過佢啲堂，同埋佢有一晚去 Tap Jam 嘅喺個吧度 Tap Jam， 咁我拍咗啲 video， 咁 upload 咗上 Facebook， 咁啲人可能睇咗，咁又覺得OK 啊，好想去試下去學一下，咁可能就再報名方面就會再
踴躍好多啦，係
嘛？係啊係啊，
哇咁好啊 ！OK， Nico， how was the Shanghai Tap Festival？ Is this Shanghai？ Is this the first one in？
係上海第一，跟住佢又去咗台灣嘅，其實
哇，
去咗三地嘅，係啊，加埋香港。
OK，this is the third stop of your trip。
Yeah, this is the third.、Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first one is to Shanghai, and、mm-hmm. the second one is to Taiwan, and then come back to Hong Kong.
Yes.
Yes, how are they compared? I mean, the students or tappers like Shanghai,、mm-hmm. I think it's new for them.
Yes, to some degree.
Are they very good? Or?
There were some good students. I think everywhere I taught, there were some good students, and like almost every workshop or tap festival, the、mm-hmm. levels are...a little bit different. They're never always the same. But I think the biggest difference in Shanghai compared to Taiwan and Hong Kong and everywhere else is they don't have YouTube.
Shanghai don't have YouTube,
yeah,
yes.
So you're not able to learn as much as everybody else is from、uh-huh. watching YouTube clips.、
Mm-hmm.
Most of them, I feel, were aware of who I was, but、mm-hmm. it was because their teacher showed them clips of me.、
Okay.
It's a lot harder for them to、learn as quickly as everybody else in this generation learns、
mm-hmm.
because、mm-hmm. of technology.、
Mm-hmm. Their teachers, you mean, are they also Chinese? I mean,
yeah,、okay. a lot of the students、were actually from Beijing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So、they traveled、with their teacher to Shanghai.
Okay, okay.Then how do you compare, how are they compared with Hong Kong students? Hong Kong students, are they much better than?
I wouldn't say better. I would say they're maybe about the same level, maybe intermediate, high intermediate, advanced.
Okay, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, and then what about the Taiwan? Okay, now let's talk about the Taiwan the Tap Festival.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Taiwan the Tap Festival, and then Ken, you have been there last year, right?、
Mm-hmm.
And Eve last year. And then、Nico, you was in last year, right?
No,、this was my first time to Taiwan.
Okay, okay. How is it in Taiwan?、
It was cool. I really liked it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How's the atmosphere there?、
I would say it was really nice. They warned me a lot that they're very shy people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a three days of classes. The first day, I think they were a little shy, but mm-hmm. the second day they got very loose, and the third day it was very good.
Okay.
Especially for improvisation, freestyling, they warned me that they don't normally do that. So I waited till the last day to do it, and I really wish I would have done it all 3 days, because the way that I taught it and the way that they did it, it was very well. I was actually proud. I almost dropped a tear because they were enjoying themselves, and that was really cool.
OK,
首先呢 Nico 覺得在上海呢、其實都有很多不同的 level 啦，有些可能去到是其實中高級的程度，但是有一個、很不同之處呢，上海和北京的學生呢，他們、很、因為那個網絡的限制啦，他們不可以透過 YouTube 啦、或者是其他的、website 去看這些 video 去學，在上網上面學到一些新的技巧咯，咁我諗呢個係一個喺中國嗰邊學生佢哋同我哋好大嘅分別咯，係啦，我哋好容易可以睇到咯。咁通常佢哋嚟嘅咧就係好多嚟自北京嘅學生，咁同埋老師一齊嚟嘅，係老師帶佢嚟嘅。咁樣咯，咁另外咧，台灣嗰個 Tech Festival Nico 就去咗3日啦。咁最初咧，老師話好即係唔係同佢講話啲學生係好怕醜嘅，係啦。但係佢覺得唔係喎，第一日可能係咯，第二日已經唔係，第三日仲即係非常好添，尤其是喺一個即興嘅exercise 入邊咧，佢差啲感動到喊，佢話真係好好咯。
我矯正一下先，因為台灣嗰個其實唔係 Tech Festival 嚟嘅，佢只不過係一個 workshop 嚟嘅啫，佢請阿 Nicole 過嚟，咁只不過一個好三日嘅即係 for tech 嘅 workshop 咯，就唔係咩 Tech Festival 嚟嘅嗰個。
Okay. All right, and then Nicole, can I ask you? It takes you 10 years to get well known.、Mm-hmm. I mean, start from a learners to stars now.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think it's normal?Or it's not normal, maybe it's not.
Yes and no. I don't think it took 10 years because I was well known, I think, halfway, about 5 years in. I just didn't get opportunities.
Okay.
So I think it depends for everybody, how much you study, how much you practice, how many videos you have of yourself on YouTube. I'm very bad at uploading video of myself.But other people have been generous enough to put up a lot of video of me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why there are a lot of videos of me.
How many times you practice every week?
Now, I barely ever get to practice.
Okay.
Yeah, so people are always shocked at that. But I street perform, performing on the street. And I think that's the main time that I get to practice.Which is really good because I get to practice performing as well, and the money isn't bad, so that's cool.
Yeah, okay.
其實咧，對於佢嚟講，我諗十年都唔算係好短嘅時間嘅，因為佢覺得睇下個人啦，其實睇下你學到幾多，同埋練習有幾多咯，即係如果你越勤力嘅，可能個時間啊，即係。我覺得啊，可能個時間再短啲添，係咪？咁其實Nico 咧就而家咧就好少即係譬如喺個 studio practice 嘅，佢通常咧就喺個街嗰度做一啲 street performance 喺街度演出，順便練習，咁亦都可以賺到少少錢咯。
OK，
我未講啫。其實咧，點解會請阿 Nico 嚟咧？同埋點解佢會咁出名咧？其實。因為一嚟 YouTube 有嗰啲片啦，其實佢最出名嘅原因係因為佢喺好多嘅美國嘅嗰啲 Tech Festival 嗰度咧有一個比賽係叫 Cutting Contest， 即係嗰啲好似 battle 咁樣。因為咧基本上佢都攞曬冠軍嘅，因為佢同佢傾開偈，佢都好多人都係為咗參加呢、這個，為咗打敗佢咯。因為佢其實佢攞過差唔多佢個個 Festival 都攞冠軍。
我想問一下佢攞冠軍係因為佢嘅。編即係編排得好，因為係
技巧性好多嘢嘅，其實嘅所咁比較全能咯，即係好似 傾偈咁樣，你一句我一句咁樣，咁佢只不過用腳去表達。
技巧同變化其實咧，呢個朋友有講佢話，譬如有啲動作係平時你見開係咁嘅，但係咧我將佢花巧啲，望落去好似唔一樣，好似好勁同好好睇嘅，佢自己加一啲 twist 落去，咁令到嗰樣嘢你又跟唔到我，但係你又覺得我好似好好睇咁樣，係一個變化咁樣咯。
所以就係佢原來咁出名就係因為咁嘅原因。係
啊。
OK， 因為我就覺得我都即係因為一個21歲嘅年輕人嚇，其實係非常年輕嘅。
嗯。
但係可以咁出名，即係世界都會識得佢嘅時候咧，其實就係、是、即係都想知道究竟即係香港嘅有冇人可以好似佢咁可以做到呢樣嘢，我都好想知道。OK， yes， we are talking about your awards and achievement. You have been in the
Her cutting contest.
Yes, cutting contest. Wow, it's great. Okay, and then I have browsed the website and I found one of the YouTube that is of us the Sour Apples Cruise.
Yes.
Okay, that one. What I can see, it's not a tap. It's a breaking.
It's a mix of a lot of things, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then this is the point I ask. Mm-hmm. Because I know very little about the tap dance.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was how to put like the river dance.
Mm-hmm.
The river dance, I would take it as a very traditional tap dance. I don't know whether it is or it is not.
Maybe a traditional Irish dance.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then how can you compare? But now, is it in your tap dance, you put a lot of like breaking and then jazz and hip hops in there, mm-hmm. and so that it makes it more interesting and then it's win out of your competitors. Is that the case?
I've studied all forms of dance, not all, but a lot of forms of dance, and I think they've all influenced how I tap. But now that I've started break dancing, it definitely has influenced my current style.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
咁其實咧，Sour Apple Crew 咧，其實係 mix 咗好多，譬如 breaking 啦，譬如係 tap dancing 啦，有好多嘢喺入邊嘅呢一個 crew。咁Nicole 咧本身學咧唔淨止學 tap 舞噶，仲有學芭蕾舞啊，或者學其他嘅舞蹈噶。咁而家佢跳緊 break dancing 咧，其實佢都加入咗落 tap 舞蹈咯，變咗一啲多啲嘅元素咯，變化更加多。
所以就是他優勝於其他人的優點啦。OK， 好，咁或者我哋俾啲嘉賓休息一下，咁我哋翻轉頭再，或者我哋開始同阿 Mandy 傾下偈，同阿 Ken 傾下偈啦。
我哋平時飲嘅水都充滿咗重金屬、雜質、氯氣同埋細菌，我會用健波能量活水器。除了可以清除以上的杂质之外，还可以活化水中的信息。健波能量活水器，生命之源，健康之泉。六创意健康店电话2882-4848，网址 www.healthshop.com.hk。